This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a big music party in a small town in Finland this weekend. 10 bands in all, bands with noisy guitars, dark and scary lyrics, driving drum beats. Heavy metal music is what we're talking about. Finland, it turns out, is known for something other than saunas and as the home to the once dominant cell phone company Nokia. You could call it metal exports. Finland has more than 50 heavy metal bands for every 100,000 people, more than any other country, apparently. So Marketplace's Peter Bellin and Rosen went looking for the heaviest of all heavy metal places.
In Finland, music like this tops the charts. That's Stamina, a Finnish band whose past five albums have gone number one in Finland. Singer and guitarist Antti Hurrinen certainly looks the metalhead part. Today, he's wearing a t-shirt of British death metal band Carcass. He has long blonde hair, arms and hands covered in tattoos. Hurrinen and others are recording this new anthem for the local hockey team.
I think metal should be like extreme, really like kick people's asses. But in our culture, this starts to be like a boring thing.
Because metal is everywhere. It's hard to pinpoint exactly why extreme music is so popular here. Especially because Finns have a reputation as being, well, reserved.
But then when we're not silent, we're probably shouting. And our language is like clack, 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 clack. It sounds really like aggressive.
Just like metal. Finland's metal scene took off in the late 1990s with popular bands like Nightwish and Children of Bodom. The scene's still going strong, contributing to a music industry worth more than $1 billion.
But the thing is, I never ever expected that our, you know, our small town Lemmy would be in any way connected with this.
Lemmy, Hurrinen's hometown, was recently thrust into the heavy metal spotlight. That all started with a guy named Eka Mäkinen. He organizes Helsinki's Tuska Festival, Northern Europe's largest metal event. It's big, like 3 days, 15,000 people a day big. In Finland, money brought in by fests like this account for nearly one-third of the music industry's total sales. And with metal as both an export and a way to attract tourists, Mäkinen and some friends had an idea.
Let's list all the bands that we have in Finland, and then we can say that it's really the capital of metal.
More than that, could they find the city in the country with the most heavy metal bands per capita?
They sent us an email like, would you be interested in this? And we said, of course.
Meera Pappi promotes Finnish culture for the government. This was a perfect opportunity to boost tourism. So a contest was launched. An investment of $47,000 from the government and local cities allowed them to build a website, make merch, and promote their quest to find the epicenter of metal. And a municipality with just 3,000 residents emerged as that place because it had 13 metal bands. 13!
So I sent an email to the mayor of Lemmy. Like, hi, I'm not sure if you're aware of this campaign that's been going on, but, you know, it looks like you might be winning. And then, as it turns out, the mayor was, he's a metalhead.
In June, the rural community in East Finland was officially declared the capital of metal. Now, Lemmy's actually kind of cute. Colorful houses, people selling veggies in the town square. UC Store, Lemmy's metalhead mayor, describes it as
peaceful and people are very nice here. Everybody helps each other.
He points out a new stainless steel plaque in the town square, the same size as him. It says Capital of Metal, Lemmy, in sharp, angular letters, just like the logo for heavy metal giant Metallica.
Because of tourists, they have to have some place to take selfies.
Some place to take selfies. A key rule of tourism? Flaunt your assets. After all, as musician Antti Hurrinen says, Lemmy is
Capital of Metal!
This weekend, the town hopes to see some heavy metal payoff with the festival called Capital of Metal, live. In Finland, I'm Peter Ballinon-Rosen for Marketplace.